I took a little green pill in Morenci, Arizona, on my way out to sunny California. Been driving cross country for 3 long days, and I was all whooped up in an indigo haze. Pill kicked in, and I shut down. Then the whirlwind is spinning round, round, and round. Should've got a room in Texas. Let me tell you about Diamond Bill Colbert and Hurricane King. They had a circus tent out there in the Golden State. They hired me on as a high wire man. I got a little scared, where you understand. Took a pretty blue pill to settle my nerves. Thought it'd help me make them big old curves. Then the pill kicked in, and I fell down. Then the whirlwind is spinning, singing round and round and round and round and round. I saw flying saucers, scorpions, crawling around in hot, hot sun. Cowboys and Indians, little green. Across the line, then you're way out west, way out west. All right, here it comes, the story of Big Bill Chisholm. He saw Johnny Cash sing out there at Folsom Prison. He had 20 years left, but he couldn't wait. During the encore, Bill slipped out the front gate. I know more, but I won't tell. But he dealt me a mean black pill. Pill kicked in, and I locked down. Then the whirlwind is spinning, singing. So enjoy the clean air, the great western skies, shooting stars, cactus, pretty butterflies, roadrunners and palm trees, big buffalo. Just follow your spirit to where your heart tells you to go. But if you go out west, I'm telling you, you'll get a big thrill. It don't matter how you get there. Just don't take pills. They'll kill you. Somebody say, yeah! Enough, that's the kind of songs I fell in love with when I fell in love with country music when I was a kid. The story songs, real or imagined. And I love that song that our cousin Kenny sang a couple back called Country Music's Got a Hold on Me. It got me when I was just a little boy. The first two records I ever owned in my life was a Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs record and a Johnny Cash record. That was cool. And like the man said, the only two jobs I ever had in my life was with Lester Flatt and Johnny Cash, so that worked out pretty cool. But, you know, kind of like Ronnie McCurry and Rob and all those guys, you know, I've been traveling my whole life singing country music, so I do have opinion. And I can tell you my opinion on this thing. The coolest thing that happens in the course of country music world in Nashville is every October. And that's a ceremony that happens at the Country Music Hall of Fame called the Medallion Ceremony. And what that is whoever's being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame that year, people get together, tell stories and sing their songs, and it's really a cool event. It was just a good heart, you know, kind of like this place, just good. And so we got called on to sing on behalf of one of the guys going into the Country Music Hall of Fame a couple of years back, one of the greatest guitar players that ever walked planet Earth, and he was a session musician named Grady Martin. He's cool. Give Grady a hand. Come on. So, they asked us to do this particular song. I went, yeah, no problem. We'd love to do that. Honored him. The next morning I woke up and went, wait a minute. And I counted. This song has 469 words. It's kind of like singing War and Peace. And the guitar part's kind of like playing Mount Rushmore. But we tackled it. Cousin Kenny learned the guitar part. We learned to sing it. Are you on the air, baby? There you go. Yeah. Bring it down in the front house, Tyler. We're working on it.